Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks Friday, the 10th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Isambard Kingdom Brunel, a very good engineer and deeply under-celebrated by artists and poets of his time, excluding William McGonagall with his very engineering-based poems. Please look up The Bridge Over the River Tay. You will not regret it. Celebrations today include Good Friday, which you should celebrate by having a Good Friday and maybe thinking about Jesus dying on the cross if that's the kind of thing you like to do to make your Friday as good as it can be. It's important to distinguish Good Friday from Freaky Friday, the fun body swap romp released in 1976, which stars Barbara Harris and Jodie Foster as Ellen and Annabelle and was remade a number of times in increasingly saturated colour. Your guest today is the Commandante of the People's United of the People's Republic of the People United, Nato Green. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Alice, how's it going?
It's not bad. I'm still trapped in Australia, still trying to figure out where I'm going to be in a couple of months' time.
Same. Cancelled summer travel plans, possibly. I would like to report that I thought my legs had atrophied. It turns out that they had not. They had just fallen asleep, and I needed to walk around a little bit and do some stretching. You know that feeling where, like, your legs go numb and fall asleep, and then they wake up and you get all tingly? I have had that so many times for being cooped up for so long that I have unfortunately developed strange and erotic attachments to that feeling. So, but only in my legs and nowhere else. So that's how things are going here.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in Good Friday news, but first, some headlines. In the news today, Good Friday celebrations on the privately run billionaire-funded for-profit prison colony on Mars as prisoners celebrate the fact that the coronavirus hasn't made it to Mars. Because the journey to Mars takes between 150 to 300 days, depending on the speed of the launch, it is easy to quarantine guests and prisoners. A video has reached the Associated Press by a drone drop-off which details prisoners taking a break from the constant rioting to engage in a minute of quiet reflection on Good Friday before returning to the Lord of the Flies-like state of nature. And ducks have united in a rare show of political action to protest a local member of parliament, Bonnie Gunch, who has been legislating against the feeding of ducks on environmental grounds. The ducks have released a statement via Spokesduck saying, "Our environment is fucked anyway, we might as well have some bread." And in home economics news now, we'll be making a cake according to a recipe out of the Women's Weekly magazine from 1996. The cake will look like a caterpillar and be extremely easy to do, an acceptable version of, for birthdays or on regular days if you're the kind of person who likes to make novelty cakes. That's all the time we have for your headlines today, because now we have to make room for your ads. Time for the ad section now, because life is a vale of tears and you've got to find meaning somehow. Why not find it in the goods and services detailed below? Are you building a website? Think about whether you really need to build a website or if you can just steal someone else's website and claim it as your own. ShareSpace is an online information superhighwayman who will steal a website from a local billionaire's domain and give it to you to run your small merch shop from. ShareSpace takes the ruthless consumer capitalism that has destroyed net neutrality in favor of online fiefdoms and an iron grip on server speeds to its ultimate conclusion. The internet is the Wild West. Don't you want to be in the best gang? ShareSpace provides a monthly subscription service to the gang in return for fealty and $9.99 a month. ShareSpace. Yeehaw! Are you a child who's woken in the middle of the night screaming for your beloved parent? Can't calm down? Hysterically sobbing at the glimpse into your own childish subconscious, as yet unmoderated by adult reasoning skills? Weep inconsolably into the bosom of your father, and then calm yourself with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is the cooling and tactile way to reconnect with your little body, just enough to anchor you in reality, not so much that you'll wet the bed. Half a glass of water. The monster under the bed isn't ready for this. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by pens. If you're thinking of something with the creeping suspicion that it's a good thought but you definitely won't remember it later, try a pen. Mightier than the sword in certain very specific contexts, a pen is good for writing things down on paper, your hand, or if it's a felt tip, some walls. Pens. Putting the pen into pensive.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story, Good Friday news from NATO Green. NATO, what's happening on Good Friday?
Well, I am a Jew, so I am not that familiar. I'm an expert on Good Friday. I'm an expert on Good Friday because you have to carefully observe people who might murder you. So to all of our Catholic listeners out here, let me say, he is risen. Please don't Inquisition me. So here's my understanding, based on extensive study, is that on Ash Wednesday, which is sometime in the past, Catholics rub ash on their forehead as war paint to prepare to fight the horde of the undead who are on set to rise up from the underworld. And then
why ash in the Living Dead movies is called ash.
That's right. Exactly. It's an Easter egg. See? and then they give something up for Lent. And as a Jew, during Lent, I collect interest. Some people give up pork or alcohol for Lent. But because they always say to me, give it up for Lent, I spend all of Lent clapping at Catholics. I walk up to them on the street and clap in their faces. And they say, why are you doing that? And I say, yay, I'm giving it up for you. And somehow Mardi Gras fits in here and Carnival. I don't really understand, except that there's something about the anthropological concept of liminality. And then we get to Good Friday, which celebrates the day of the crucifixion of Jesus. And it coincides roughly with the Jewish holiday of Passover, which celebrates the liberation of the Jews from slavery in Egypt. So it's a bittersweet time of year for Jews because we remember our liberation at the exact same moment that the rest of the world remembers that it's all our fault. And that's fun.
Insofar as it was all Jesus' fault. He was a very naughty Jew.
He was a naughty Jew. But they say this stuff like you know, oh, the Jews, you killed Jesus. But they say it like that's a bad thing. Because isn't the whole point of their entire religion that the point of Jesus is for him to get killed? Like, If Jesus didn't die,
at least he didn't outlive his own legend, you know?
That's right.
He didn't Kevin Spacey it.
He didn't. Jesus peaked early and then threw himself on the cross. Like, nobody wanted to see middle-aged Jesus, you know, where he, like, cut his hair and got a job in human resources in the Pontius Pilate Water District Board. And, it, like, during cake day at the office for someone's birthday, he's like, hey, everybody, I swear, if I died, I could rise from the dead if I wanted to. And they're like, whatever, Jesus, that report is late, you know.
Remember when I threw over the moneylender's tables in the temple?
Remember that? I was cool once. I had abs. If Jesus didn't die for your sins, then you would be stuck with your sins. And it seems like if you're believing that that's not a thing that you would want. So they should be thanking us, is what I'm trying to say. Like every Easter, every Good Friday, Catholics should parade Jews around on their shoulders in a celebratory way. It's Good Friday's the crucifixion, and then 3 days later he is risen. Then to celebrate the resurrection of the Son of God, we eat a chocolate. I don't know how that comes in, but we do. Do you have Cadbury cream eggs in New York? So
in, like, the wilds of Australia and also in the UK,
do you
yes.
have that product as a Jew in America? That's a traumatic product for me because, like, as a child, you'd be watching television, and once a year the commercial would come on, the Cadbury cream egg commercial, and it looked like the best thing ever, and it was like, oh my god, I want a Cadbury with the chocolate and the cream inside, and then my mom would be like, you can't because you're Jewish, you can't enjoy that.
What, it's not kosher? It's got a pig in it?
It's associated with Christianity.
Oh, yeah, so technically it's shellfish.
It's not for us. Yeah, right, because the cream is made of pureed scallops. So I don't know if you know that. So so I have a lot of trauma about being deprived of Cadbury cream eggs.
And that's all we have time for the top story today. Thank you, Nato, for being our correspondent there, because now it's time for the letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Nato. Hello Kitty is not depicted with a mouth because she is a British schoolgirl who wears a cat costume and not a cat at all. Like the mascot costume wearers, she is safely ensconced in a full body covering and will be safe from any viral threats. And then he's linked to a BBC News article that says, Hello Kitty is not a cat, she's a British school kid in a cat costume. Sincerely, Will. This is in reference, Nato, to an episode of this podcast with Tiff Stevenson, where she talked about the fact that a Hello Kitty does not have a mouth and therefore is safe from the coronavirus, or could only receive the coronavirus anally. Which, you know, made an impact with listeners, apparently, because they're coming back to us in April with this news.
So, am I to think that Last Post listeners are uncomfortable with the concept of anal infection of Hello Kitty? That's where this went off the rails?
I think they're either uncomfortable or too comfortable. Uh-huh. But Tiff Stevenson is a force of nature who can't be stopped, so I'm not going to protect.
Yeah, Tiff can handle herself.
Yeah, I feel like you should send this letter or missive to Tiff Stevenson. She is on Twitter and she's doing some great stuff on Instagram Live during this period of isolation, so look her up. That's all we have time for your letters to the editor. Remember, again, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That is the end of today's show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to our podcast so it automatically downloads every episode every day, or look up previous episodes that are available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Your guest today was Nato Green. Nato, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, Alice, I have a couple comedy albums available to be streamed and downloaded. The Nato Green Party and the Whiteness album from Blonde Medicine Records. And someday comedy will return to the world. And you can see me live somewhere eventually when we're allowed to go outside.
Imagine how many pathological comedians who require the approval of an audience to like an addictive level will be cured by this process of self-isolation.
I am, frankly, a little bit worried that, like, I'm just that when it's over, that I'm not going to be able to be bothered, and that people will be like, hey, do you want to come to this gig? And I'm like, no.
No, I can survive with myself now.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't need to talk into microphones in nightclubs every night to feel like a whole person.
You are a whole person, Nato Green. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My show, Savage, my special Savage, will be available on Amazon Prime on the 17th of April if you have Amazon Prime. If you do not have Amazon Prime and want things for free, there's plenty of my podcasts and full stand-up special hours that are available for free. The Alice Fraser Trilogy being one. Look it up on your local podcatcher. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Carbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.